8. Michael's post-bestowal status. After Michael's final and successful bestowal on Urantia, he was not only accepted by the Ancients of Days as sovereign ruler of Nebadon, but he was also recognized by the Universal Father as the established director of the local universe of his own creation. Upon his return to Salvington, this Michael, the Son of Man and the Son of God, was proclaimed the settled ruler of Nebadon. From Uversa came the 8th proclamation of Michael's sovereignty, while from Paradise came the joint pronouncement of the Universal Father and the Eternal Son, constituting this union of God and man, sole head of the universe, and directing the Union of Days stationed on Salvington to signify his intention of withdrawing to Paradise. The Faithfuls of Days on the Constellation headquarters were also instructed to retire from the councils of the Most Highs. But Michael would not consent to the withdrawal of the Trinity Sons of Council and Cooperation. He assembled them on Salvington, and personally requested them forever to remain on duty in Nebadon. They signified their desire to comply with this request to their directors on Paradise, and shortly thereafter there were issued those mandates of Paradise divorcement, which forever attached these sons of the central universe to the court of Michael of Nebadon. It required almost 1 billion years of Urantia time to complete the bestowal career of Michael and to effect the final establishment of his supreme authority in the universe of his own creation. Michael was born a creator, educated an administrator, trained an executive, but he was required as the arena wherein Michael completed the experience which is required of every Paradise Creator son before he is given unlimited control and direction of the universe of his own making. As you ascend the local universe, you will learn more about the ideals of the personalities concerned in Michael's previous bestowals. In completing his creature bestowals, Michael was not only establishing his own sovereignty, but also was augmenting the evolving sovereignty of God the Supreme. In the course of these bestowals, the Creator Son not only engaged in a descending exploration of the various natures of creature personality, but he also achieved the revelation of the variously diversified wills of the Paradise deities, whose synthetic unity, as revealed by the Supreme Creators, is revelatory of the will of the Supreme Being. These various will aspects of the deities are eternally personalized in the differing natures of the 7 Master Spirits, and each of Michael's bestowals was peculiarly revelatory of one of these divinity manifestations. On his Melchizedek bestowal, he manifested the united will of the Father, Son, and Spirit. On his Lananandek bestowal, the will of the Father and the Son. On the Adamic bestowal, he revealed the will of the Father and the Spirit. On the Seraphic bestowal, the will of the Son and the Spirit. On the Uversa mortal bestowal, he portrayed the will of the conjoint actor. On the Urantia mortal bestowal, the will of the Eternal Son. And on the Urantia material bestowal, he lived the will of the Universal Father, even as a mortal of flesh and blood. The completion of these 7 bestowals resulted in the liberation of Michael's supreme sovereignty and also in the creation of the possibility for the sovereignty of the Supreme in Nebadon. On none of Michael's bestowals did he reveal God the Supreme, but the sum total of all 7 bestowals is a new Nebadon revelation of the Supreme Being. In the experience of descending from God to man, Michael was concomitantly experiencing the ascent from partiality of manifestability to supremacy of finite action and finality of the liberation of his potential for absonite function. Michael, a creator son, is a time-space creator, but Michael, a sevenfold master son, is a member of one of the divine core constituting the Trinity ultimate. In passing through the experience of revealing the 7 Master Spirit wills of the Trinity, the Creator Son has passed through the experience of revealing the will of the Supreme. In functioning as a revelator of the will of supremacy, Michael, together with all other Master Sons, has identified himself eternally with the Supreme. In this universe age, he reveals the Supreme and participates in the actualization of the sovereignty of supremacy. But in the next universe age, we believe he will be collaborating with the Supreme Being in the first experiential trinity for and in the universes of outer space. Urantia is the sentimental shrine of all Nebadon, the chief of 10 million inhabited worlds, the mortal home of Christ Michael, sovereign of all Nebadon, a Melchizedek minister to the realms, a system savior, an Adamic redeemer, a seraphic fellow, an associate of ascending spirits, a Urantia progressor, a son of man in the likeness of mortal flesh, and the planetary prince of Urantia. And your record tells the truth when it says that this same Jesus has promised some time to return to the world of his terminal bestowal, the world of the cross. This paper, depicting the 7 bestowals of Christ Michael, is the 63rd of a series of presentations, sponsored by numerous personalities, narrating the history of Urantia down to the time of Michael's appearance on earth in the likeness of mortal flesh. These papers were authorized by a Nebadon commission of 12, acting under the direction of Mantusia Melchizedek. We indited these narratives and put them in the English language by a technique authorized by our superiors in the year A.D. 1935 of Urantia time.